In a relatively quiet announcement last week, an investment bank and law firm were retained by the estate of Ralph Wilson to help facilitate the sale of the Buffalo Bills. In this week's press pass, Jim Fink of Business First says the move should speed the sale process, and that sale, Fink believes, will almost certainly coincide with the building of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, if you want to keep the Buffalo Bills, this is the price of keeping a franchise. It's sort of like if you want to join a country club, you have to pay an admission fee. Well,
that's a good analogy.
A new stadium is the admission fee, probably talking half a billion or more, perhaps even closer to a billion. Because remember, you need to get roughly 1,000 acres. You got to build the stadium, all the ancillary things, that practice facilities, offices for the team, et cetera, et cetera. Parking.
1,000 acres. That would be, in essence, if and anybody who goes out to Ralph Wilson Stadium knows this, that space, though it's county-owned, is totally controlled by the NFL franchise, the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
Could that be the same situation if they were to build a stadium down on the waterfront? Because that would, in essence, negate 1,000 acres of waterfront property from being accessible by the general public.
This is my opinion. I don't think we're ever going to see a stadium built on the Buffalo waterfront. First of all, the footprint is wrong. Secondly, there's issues. They have trouble when they have concerts down there, when they have 5,000 or 10,000 people getting people in and out of there. When you get 70,000 people down there, come on, let's be realistic. You know, and do you really want a stadium on the edge of the waterfront for games in late December or if there's playoff games? It's pretty harsh down there. I mean, that's one of the reasons I believe that the pier failed is because who wants to go down in that area in January or February?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty harsh down there, no matter how you cut it. If they're going to build it, there's been a lot of talk recently about looking at the Perry Projects area. It's owned by Buffalo Municipal Housing, which is in effect the city. So it's city-owned land. It's not generating tax dollars anyways. If you were to build it there and relocate the citizens who live there, and I know that'll be a painful process and to disrupt people's lives like that. That, to me, makes, of all the possible sites, the Perry Projects site probably makes the most sense.
We'll move away from that to somewhat troubling element and move to something that I guess is a positive sign, and that is another high-end, high-profile retailer is coming to the area.
Highly coveted, too. In this case, Nordstrom Rack is coming. This is in the wake of Trader Joe's, which opened last year, Whole Foods, which announced about a month or so ago they're going to open their first place in Northtown Plaza. These are three retailers that for many years recorded, begged, cajoled to come to West New York, and they kept saying, no, you're not ready. They've now taken a look at the demographics. These are signs that the area is getting better. Retailers don't make these decisions out of sentimentality. They take a look at the demographics. They say, can we make our financial return on our investment? Obviously, Buffalo is now at that point where they said, we can invest millions to build these stores, and we will get our ample return.
Since the last time we talked to Jim, a major change has come to the Buffalo School Board. And with that, of course, the superintendent, Pamela Brown, has announced that she is seeking some sort of buyout to exit her position. So that brings up the question, who will be the next superintendent and how will that search go with still a board that even though the majority is changing, is still going to be, it appears, a divided body?
The divided part is probably less of an issue more than trying to repair the damage that has been done. It seems like since the days of Joseph Manchin, Gene Revelle, each successive school superintendent has taken this Buffalo Schools down a notch or two or three. You finally have a school board. They get it. They'll find a superintendent. They won't just pick the first person who comes along. My opinion, they will probably find somebody who can start to right the ship. It's not going to happen overnight, not by any stretch. It's a long, long, long-term process. So you need someone with a game plan. You need someone who understands the district, the challenges of the district, and knows how to move it forward. Is that person out there? Probably. Are they going to find him instantly? No way. but I think they're going to take their time and get the right person. They'll probably put an interim person in. It may take a year, may take 2 years till they get the right person, but they're going to get it right, I hope.
Jim Fink of Business First, one of the regular contributors to Press Pass, the weekly feature where members of the local print media provide analysis and insight on community developments.